The Yale New Haven Regulars Singing, a weekly assembly of 15 or so people gathering to sing Sacred Harp music, was started by Ian Quinn about 4 years ago.
Hugh McGraw, who was one of the great leaders of the Sacred Harp community in the 20th century, once told an interviewer, "I would travel 500 miles to go to a singing of Sacred Harp, but I wouldn't cross the street to listen to it."
And what he means is that Sacred Harp is usually much more enjoyable when you're singing it instead of listening to it. In fact, by its nature, Sacred Harp isn't for spectators.
We sing in a form that's called the hollow square, where the four parts, it's four-part harmony, face each other in the form of a square, and the leader of an individual song comes and stands up in the middle of that square and leads the song. And what's really interesting about that setup is that it excludes the possibility of an audience.
Quinn says the sound of Sacred Harp can sometimes take a little getting used to. When describing it, people use words like
raw, very open, often emotional,
loud cacophony,
dissonant. But it's not so much for the sound that people do it. It's for the feeling of sitting together in a room and all facing each other and singing their hearts out, regardless of what it sounds like, that makes it so wonderful.
I went and heard it live and I fell in love. Totally, completely, utterly in love.
That's Paula Picton, a regular at the New Haven Singing.
I went out the next day, stole away from work, and bought two books on the theory that I could always find three more people to sing with and we could look on two to a book. And it's been a part of my life ever since.
The book that she's describing is the Sacred Harp Songbook itself, first compiled in 1844. Many composers have contributed songs to the book over the years, among them New Haven's own Daniel Reed, who lived and composed around the turn of the 19th century.
People will tell you that the phrase sacred harp refers to the human voice, that the sacred harp is the harp that God placed in our throats.
While sacred harp grew out of a Protestant singing tradition in the 19th century, present-day sacred harp is not technically affiliated with a specific religion. Still, with many lyrics coming from religious hymns, singing sacred harp is deeply spiritual for many people.
It gives me all the spiritual sustenance that I need. And I think it does that for a bunch of the other people who sing with us, too.
Everybody is welcome. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter if you can sing. It doesn't matter if you've been singing with the community your entire life.
The folks at the Yale New Haven Regular Singing happily open the door to newcomers every Tuesday night. And welcoming groups like this one in New Haven exist all over the country and world. Some 43 states and 10 other countries have at least one regular singing of Sacred Harp. This old American musical tradition is not only surviving, but thriving, thanks to people who, like Picton, fell in love with Sacred Harp.
I'm not completely sure how to describe why it is that I fell in love with it. It's the harmonies, it's the ability to be able to sing with your whole self. It's the words, it's I don't know. Why does anybody fall in love with anything?
For WSHU, I'm Cahoolan Kelly.